Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The jury is set for an ex-policeman's trial in the death of George Floyd. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The 15th and final member of the jury has been chosen, wrapping up a process that took more than 2 weeks. There will be 12 jurors and two alternates, with the 15th person being dismissed when the trial begins if the rest of the jury remains intact. Opening statements are set for Monday of next week. Attorneys and the judge worked through more than 100 people, dismissing most because they acknowledged strong views about an incident that was captured on bystander video and shook the nation. Derek Chauvin is charged with murder and manslaughter in the May 25th death of George Floyd. I'm Shelley Adler.
Court documents show that the 21-year-old suspect in the Colorado supermarket shooting purchased an assault rifle less than a week before the attack that killed 10 people. The documents also say supermarket employees told investigators that Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa shot an elderly man multiple times outside the store before going inside. Boulder Police Chief Maris Herod said officers responded quickly to the shooting.
Officers arrived on the scene within minutes and immediately entered the store and engaged the suspect. There was an exchange of gunfire, which suspect was shot. No other officers were injured. The suspect was taken into custody at 3:28 p.m.
Investigators don't know yet why the suspect opened fire inside the grocery store. Exit polls indicate there's no clear winner in Tuesday's Israeli election, leaving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's fate uncertain, signaling continuing political deadlock. The polls on Israel's three main TV stations showed Netanyahu and his religious and nationalist allies both falling short of a parliamentary majority. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 308 points, the Nasdaq dropped 149. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. Jacksonville police are working a shooting that killed a man and sent a woman to the hospital. It happened overnight at 22nd and Silver Streets. They're asking anyone who knows anything to call Crime Stoppers. Florida's minimum age requirement for getting a COVID vaccination shot dropped yesterday. Anyone who's at least 50 can now get the jab. There have been over 2 million infections statewide, more than 91,000 of which are from Duval County. Duval's also seen more than 1,200 virus-related deaths. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Jacksonville yesterday. Both she and President Biden have been touring the country, touting the benefits of the $1.9 trillion national coronavirus relief deal. The VP visited a vaccination site at the Gateway Mall, then headed to a food distribution warehouse. One person is clinging to life after a collision between an SUV and a motorcycle. This was on I-295 and Duval Road in Jacksonville very early this morning. No word yet on what led up to it. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa. Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's some delays because of a crash on the East Beltway 295 southbound between Hexer Drive and the Dames Point Bridge. Also, there's another accident on the West Beltway 295 southbound at the east end of the Buckman Bridge. And there's a broken down vehicle on 295 southbound at the west end of the Buckman Bridge. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 55. Wednesday will start out cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny, high 81.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 WBOB presents the Tony D Means Business Show with your host, Tony Davis. This live call-in show is all about business, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Hey, you got me. Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to another edition of the Tony D Means Business Show. Sorry about that. A little technical difficulties.
Yeah, the operator is having technical difficulties today, but we'll be okay. All right.
We will be fine. That is AJ behind the glass, and I'm in studio live from Jacksonville, Florida with Sean Suarez. How the heck are you, brother?
Good, good. Fresh off a vacation, feeling rested.
It was spring break, and you went out to Colorado.
Yes, yes.
And thankfully, how was that?
It was amazing. We got canceled three times on our flight due to that record-breaking snowstorm that hit Denver. But we eventually got in to Breckenridge Tuesday morning and had three great days of skiing. Powder was awesome.
Nobody broke anything?
Thankfully, nobody got injured.
That good.
Was a big worry as a parent, but everybody did well, figured it out, and survived. So, yeah.
All right. And you live to fight another day.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and we stayed here in the wonderful state of Florida for our spring break. Did a little Daytona Beach, went down to Busch Gardens.
Nice.
Wore masks throughout the park.
Oh.
Nah, it wasn't that bad. Okay. I mean.
Were most people wearing masks?
Yeah, you had to.
Mm-hmm.
You had to.
Yeah.
But you know what? Whatever.
I mean, not on the beach, though.
No, not on the beach. No. No. In fact, it was just like a windstorm. When we were out there on Daytona Beach in the afternoon.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. We were getting sandblasted. But other than that, the weather was fine. But that was after lunch. We went back down to the beach. And yeah, it was a mess. Mm. You had them in the corners of your eyes, sand everywhere. It was good times.
Maybe you should have had goggles on then.
Yes,
and absolutely. A mask.
Yeah, I should have had the mask on. That's right.
Yeah.
For other reasons. But we are back. And, hey, we are excited for another edition of the Tony D Means Business Show. Give us a call, 831-0600, 831-0600. You can also check us out on our Facebook page. We are streaming live on the Facebook page. So if you happen to be in front of your computer, feel free to go check us out there. Or you can listen to us on WDOBOB.com. But there's no shortage of things to talk about, is there, Sean?
No, there's a lot that happened while I was gone.
And some of the things that we have coming up in the show later on, we have your financial tips.
That's right.
That's going to be great. That'll be in our last segment. We also have, I don't know if you knew this, but President Harris was in town.
Ah.
And she was in, yeah, Kamala was in town yesterday. And I don't know if you knew this, but I happened to be one of the only media members of the media that got to interview her.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So
awesome.
That interview will be coming up.
All right.
Yeah.
Look forward
to
that.
That'll be coming up. AJ, you didn't know that, did you? No. Ed Dean's going to be pretty jealous that I was able to get an interview.
Sounds like a big scoop to me.
Well, you know, I asked her some. I got to ask her five questions, and they were pretty pointed questions, and I got some answers from her. So that's coming up. That'll be coming up later in the show. And so we're excited about that. And Sean, I remember we did a public service maybe about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, in light of some of the training that some corporations are doing.
That's right.
Trying to educate people on whether or not they're too white.
That's right.
So we have another edition of You Might Be Too White. And it's an important thing, you know, and we'll kind of do that again for our listeners. Because I know Coca-Cola is trying to make their employees understand if they're too white. And you know what? By God, we should do the same thing for our listeners.
So it is a public service.
It's a public service. So we will have another rendition of You Might Be Too White.
All right.
And that'll be coming up also later in the show. You're not going to want to miss it. You are not going to want to miss it. So one of the big things that on a local level that people are talking about here in the wonderful state of Florida is the Bright Futures Bill.
That's right.
And I know that there are a lot of parents listening right now that have very strong feelings about this because you have kids that are in high school or junior high. and you want to you call in. We want to hear what you have to say about the change proposed in the Bright Futures bill. And for those of you that are not real familiar with what's going on, the Bright Futures Scholarship is a an actual – it's a very good scholarship that's awarded to students that attend college universities, and I think some Georgia universities accept Florida Bright Futures. If it's public, yeah. But a state senator, Dennis Baxley, is proposing that the Bright Futures Scholarship gets pretty much cut in half. And I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that at all. I have one student at the University of Florida, one child at the University of Florida right now taking advantage of his Bright Futures Scholarship. And I have another one in high school now that will hopefully take advantage of a Bright Futures Scholarship.
Right.
And one at JU doing the same. So, you know, this is supposed to be funded by, you know, parts of it by the lottery. And I'm sure it's in the budget and at some levels, too. I'm not exactly sure how it's all funded, but it's been in place for a long time.
That's right. Yep.
And what they're proposing is at first they proposed that only certain fields of study are eligible for the Bright Futures.
Right. Ones that they deemed would be have a ROI, return on investment into our economy.
Which
I don't know who would make that decision.
That's absolutely ludicrous to me.
Right.
You know, engineering I know was one of them. And I don't even know what the other ones that were that were deemed essential to. I guess our degrees, political science and business, I guess we're not essential. We're not essential, I guess, to the state, so we don't deserve a Bright Futures Scholarship. But there was a change yesterday that was made that they've written that out.
Okay.
But the Bright Futures bill is actually made. Now it's saying that they're going to take it from and right now, as it stands, Bright Futures is good for all 4 years of college. But now they're going to limit that to 60 hours,
which is only about half for those adding up at home.
Yes. So 60 hours, they're proposing, they're going to cut it in half, and this, they're proposing this starts for the 22-23 school season. I have no idea where they're going to move this money around.
Right.
To, because if you take it from some area, it's going to another area. I would love to ask Mr. Baxley, Republican, state senator out of Ocala, where this money is going to go to. And if anybody knows, I'm not a foremost expert on this bill. I know the high points. I know my wife's pretty heated about it. She's not real happy about it.
Right.
And I kind of know the bullet points. If you have more information, or if you I know there's a Facebook page with a bunch of parents. Everybody's kind of steamed about it. Steamed so much so that they wrote out the study aspect of it, of field of study aspect out of it.
Yeah, there was actually a change.org petition online, I think, that we signed up for
as well.
Yeah,
we did too.
And I think that drove this change and this alteration and this rewrite. But it still has a lot of question marks for me on this thing.
Yeah, and, you know, just, you know, some more history about Bright Futures has long been credited as a key ingredient in Florida's top rankings for higher education by U.S. News and World Report. And more than two-thirds, 70% of students attending school in Florida attend without taking out a loan. So it is a very valuable for families. It's a very valuable scholarship. So hopefully our state legislature does the right thing.
Right. We need to make our voices heard, and I think we've begun to do that. So continue to write letters and sign petitions and make yourself informed about what's going on here. Make sure it's, our kids are taken care of.
Yeah, if you have junior high or high school aged kids, definitely get informed, learn what the bill's all about, and make an impact. And let's make those phones ring. You are listening to the Tony D Means Business Show, and our number is 831-0600. We want to hear what you have to say about anything that's going on, the Bright Futures bill, or whatever other things that are happening, either nationally or in the state of Florida. So we will be right back after this.
Look. Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451. The Tony Davis Means Business Show is brought to you in part by Sean Suarez at Raymond James Financial. Since 2003, Sean has specialized in building and customizing financial goal plans for his clients and positioning investments to align with those long-term goals. Sean, along with his partner, spend countless hours reviewing and researching investment solutions, resulting in a more effective and efficient investment alternative for their clientele. To learn more, visit SeanSuarez.com. Any opinions of those of Mine, Rod, and Leaper are not those of Raymond James & Associates or Raymond James. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower, and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout-free.
Grout-free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet. And their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881. Or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
The leaves are falling all around.
Welcome back to the Tony D. Means Business Show. We are broadcasting live from Jacksonville, Florida, in the beautiful state of Florida. And our sponsors, this show is sponsored by Granite Transformations and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. Sean, I don't know if you knew that or not.
That's right.
Yes. Granite Transformations of Jacksonville. Let me tell you a little bit about that company. It's a great company to do business with. First of all of their reputation, online reputation is outstanding. It's stellar. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, House, Home Advisor recommended. And what they do, they're actually part of a franchise network, but it's locally owned and operated. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. And they have a proprietary engineered stone surface that is installed over existing surfaces. And you might be wondering, how is that even possible? Well, their slabs are 4 by 10 foot in measurement, but they're only 1/4 inch thick. And this is durable, high-quality engineered quartz. And as rated by Consumer Reports, engineered stone surfaces, like the ones that are installed by Granite Transformations, are the top-performing surface that you can put in your home for your countertops. So it's non-porous, so it never needs to be sealed or maintained, unlike ordinary granite countertops. It's heat-stain and scratch-resistant, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. So it's custom fabricated to go right over the top. They can do cabinet refacing, keeping in line with their demolition-free niche in the market. They can do full backsplash. They got a variety of beautiful full backsplash options. Get you a beautiful new undermount sink, a Moen faucet, you name it. They can transform the kitchen into the kitchen, your existing kitchen into the kitchen of your dreams without any intrusive demolition. It's amazing. They've been around since 2004. Check them out, www.gtjax.com. That's gtjax.com. And here's the cool thing. They will come out and they will give you a free design consultation. Free. Nothing's free anymore. But this design consultation is free. They bring the showroom experience right there to your home. They'll sit down with you at your kitchen table. They'll go over designs, after pictures, and they'll help you get the aspirational kitchen that you've desired for a long time. They have great financing options available as well. The only thing they ask is that if you call in for a free design consultation, everybody who's going to make have part in this decision is at this appointment. That's how important. That's how serious they take it, and they want you to take it as serious as they do. So give them a call, 904-213-7878. 904-213-7878. Book that free design consultation. Tell them you heard about it on the Tony D Means Business Show. And they've got great promotions and specials going on. So now is the time to give them a call.
Sounds good.
Yes. And we were talking about the Bright Futures Bill. If you want to give us a call and express your opinions about that, 831-0600. If you know where they're proposing that that money is going to be taken from the scholarships and put to where, that would be great information to learn. I'd like to know that. And or if you have anything else to add, give us a call, 831-0600. So, Sean, I mentioned that I had the opportunity to interview President Harris. Is it, she's not the president yet, is she?
Not technically.
Not quite yet.
Not technically yet, but, you know.
Maybe okay. Joe thinks so.
I don't know what Joe
it's
thinks.
It's coming.
I don't know. I don't know what Joe thinks.
What? He called her that a couple days ago.
He did it again?
Yeah.
He called it. I know he did it throughout the campaign.
I know he did it before, but he actually, in one appearance here in the past couple days, he said President Harris.
Wow. Wow. So I think, you know, let's go ahead and play that interview. I was one of the only, like I said, one of the only media members in Jacksonville here that had the opportunity, and they limited me to five questions.
Okay.
Five questions I got to ask her. I wanted to get my money's worth. I have the questions. I didn't really record myself. I just recorded her answers. So my first question to her was, President Harris, hey, there's a crisis at the border, and all your administration has done is really deny that it's a crisis and blame Trump and or the pandemic. What do you have to say about that? Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, well, your administration has shut down key pipelines, leading to lots of job losses, as well as escalating gas prices. How do you justify that? another, yeah. At this point, I really didn't know what to make of this interview, but I had three more questions.
You had three more.
I had to go. I had to keep going. The next question I asked her is, the current national debt is $28 billion and rising, yet your administration is proposing a $3 trillion spending bill on infrastructure, quote, climate change, and free community college, among other things. How do you justify that at this point in time?
Wow. I see a theme here.
It was mind-boggling. It really was. And then I asked her, well, with the stock market down and the economy really just trying to recover, your administration is looking to implement the largest tax hike bill since 1993. And again, I ask, how do you justify that? And again, she answered, so finally, wow. I realized I wasn't getting anywhere.
I'll say.
So finally I asked her, I said, well, President Harris, what was your reaction to Joe Biden falling up the stairs? And she replied,
it was that blast of wind. That blast of wind.
So, yeah. That was the extent of my interview.
Wow.
It came out in the news here in the last couple of days, and I was told by a very close friend of mine, I believe it was on Fox News, that one of her appearances, she admitted that she had smoked pot. And she said, I even inhaled. She seemed like she was pretty proud of it.
I'm sure.
And they asked her if she still was, and she did exactly what your
soundbite said.
Soundbite said.
I mean, I've heard that is a side effect of smoking a lot of weed, is that you giggle quite a bit.
She's a giggler.
Yeah, she is. So, anyways, that's where that interview went. I don't you know, I don't know what to tell you, folks. I know you guys were really hoping for some concrete answers, but that's all I could get out of her.
Wow.
Was a giggle here and there. Usually, AJ, I know
yes, sir.
Normally at this point we have a weather update from Jason. Mm-hmm. Jason mm-hmm. is not, he's unavailable today. So I know you do like bits and pieces, like 10 minute increments of the weather, but we need an extended forecast out of you.
How far do you need to go?
We always have to know what the weekend's going to be like.
Oh, okay. Well, this is how it's looking. Now, we know how last weekend went. Now, were you here, Sean, for this past weekend?
I flew back on, gosh.
Was it Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you missed most of the, you know, spring started on Saturday. The first full day was Sunday, and it didn't reach, what, above 60 degrees, right?
It's horrible.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So, Tony, I'll tell you what. It looks like tomorrow we're going to be at about, now get this, and it's gradually beginning. We may start out with some fog, maybe some clouds, but gradually becoming mostly sunny tomorrow with a high 81.
Mm. Wow.
Thursday, mostly sunny. This is from Jason's office.
Okay.
Thursday, mostly sunny, high 86.
Wow.
Friday, mostly sunny, high 88.
Mm.
And that's Saturday, cool. We'll start the weekend partly sunny, high 89.
All right.
That's a good beach forecast.
About 87 for Sunday.
87. So it looks like we have nothing but Florida weather again.
There we go.
Because the weekend was absolutely horrible. You did a great job, AJ. Jason would be so mm-hmm. proud of you. and again, it's almost as if you were reading right from Jason because you got that from the National Weather Service.
That's where I do the forecast. I mean, if you can't trust the National Weather Service, I go to the right guys, and Jason's certainly one of them.
All right. Well, good deal. So it's going to be beautiful weather. We have, what do we got coming up here? We got your spotlight coming up.
Yep. We got a little update.
So I don't know. I heard this today. Did you know there's a children's book coming out about the life? I'm almost embarrassed to even announce this, about the life of Dr. Fauci. I know you thought maybe you guys are thinking that maybe after that Kamala, the President Harris interview, that this is another bit. This is no bit.
But this is real?
This is real.
So they dumped Dr. Seuss. Now we have Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We are getting a children's book about the life of Dr. Fauci. It is set to be released June 29th. The title, Dr. Fauci, How a Boy from Brooklyn Became America's Doctor. You can't make this stuff up. That's WTF material right
there.
That is. How a Boy from Brooklyn Became America's Doctor.
Go!
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I remember seeing him and Andrew Cuomo yucking it up, talking about they're going to make movies of them and who, what kind of actors would play them in a movie because they're just so full of themselves. And sure enough, they, you know, Andrew won an Emmy, wrote a book, and now Fauci's got a children's book. So it's all coming true.
Maybe Brad Pitt will do the thing like you did on Saturday Night Live there.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, he actually did a pretty good job.
President Harris, what do you feel about a book about Dr. Fauci, a children's book about Dr. Fauci's life? Yeah. That's the way I feel about it.
That was her first good answer.
That was her first good answer. So that's set to come out June 29th. I'm sure it's going to be required reading for all public schools.
There you go. Yep.
And I think you're going to get a copy of the book when you get vaccinated.
It's going to be mandatory summer reading for all public school students.
Is he going to do a book tour? Is he going to be at Borders?
He's already doing a book tour. What are you kidding me?
It's bad enough that he has all the patents on the vaccines. Now he's going to make money on this book. Allegedly.
How many pages?
I don't know. I can't even believe we're talking about it. You can't make this stuff up. That's the world that we live in today. And then, you brought up Governor Cuomo. Now there's 8 accusers. Last week there was 7. And he was asked, this is, again, you can't make this up. He was asked by a female reporter today, are you going to resign? His answer was, I'm not going anywhere, darling. Again, that is not a joke. I heard the soundbite.
Awesome.
You're listening to the Tony D. Means Business Show. We are going to be right back after this break.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Democrats say they're pushing toward a vote on expanded gun control measures as the nation reels from its second mass shooting in a week. President Joe Biden says we have to act, but prospects for any changes are dim for now in the closely divided Congress. In brief remarks responding to Monday's shooting in Colorado, Biden urged Congress to move quickly to close the loopholes in the background check system and to ban assault weapons in high-capacity magazines. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowed Tuesday to bring House-passed legislation that would require background checks for most gun sales and transfers to the Senate floor. A down day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 308 points, the Nasdaq lower by 149, the S&P declined 30, crude oil down $3.80 to $57.76 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Borgman. A judge who rejected three plea deals seems to have gotten his way. Deborah Hunter was caught on video last summer deliberately coughing on another woman at a store in Jacksonville. She initially pleaded not guilty to assault. After turning down the third deal, the judge said he'd sentence Hunter himself or take the case to trial. Yesterday, Hunter pleaded guilty. Her sentencing hearing will start tomorrow. One person is clinging to life after a collision between an SUV and a motorcycle. This was on I-295 and Duval Road in Jacksonville very early this morning. No word yet on what led up to it. Florida's minimum age requirement for getting a COVID vaccine shot dropped yesterday. Anyone who's at least 50 can now get the jab. There have been over 2 million infections statewide, more than 91,000 of which are from Duval County. Governor Ron DeSantis says that by some point next month, there might not be any age-related cutoff for getting vaccinated. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of a crash on the East Beltway 295 southbound between Hexer Drive and the Dames Point Bridge. Also, there's another accident on the West Beltway 295 southbound at the east end of the Buckman Bridge. And there's a broken down vehicle on I-95 southbound before Beaver Street. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 55. Wednesday will start out cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny, high 81.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You've heard me talk about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college, but there's something else you need to know about Rolex watches from an official Rolex jeweler for over 60 years. If you own a Rolex, probably today more than ever before, if you need that Rolex serviced, you should only visit an official Rolex jeweler. In North Florida, there are four, with Underwoods three stores, and Mayer's has one. Anybody else claiming to work on Rolex has no direct access to parts, and the use of non-authentic Rolex parts jeopardizes your Rolex from both an authenticity and a value standpoint. At Underwoods, we have state-of-the-art Rolex repair shops, both designed and outfitted by Rolex and staffed by Rolex watch technicians trained by Rolex, and best of all, our shop is on premise, so your Rolex will never leave Jacksonville, and our Rolex repairs carry a 2-year warranty. At Underwoods, in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
We are back on the air to the beautiful sounds of Sweet Child O' Mine by Guns N' Roses.
GNR, baby.
One of my all-time favorite songs. So, yeah, hey, we were talking as we went to break. We kind of, I don't want to gloss over it. I'm going to give it its due. But Governor Cuomo was interviewed. Well, he wasn't interviewed. He was getting into his car, and one of a female reporter asked him, hey, are you going to resign? And his response was?
I'm not going anywhere, darling.
I'm not going anywhere, darling. How do you say that?
I got to work on that accent. I'm not going anywhere, darling.
That was his actual quote. So I'm glad he's learned his lesson. I mean, you can't do that in this day and age. Maybe like 25, 30 years ago, you could say darling. You can't say darling.
Especially not to a roof.
You don't have to call me darling. Yeah. So, Granite Transformations and Bath Planet are the sponsors of this show. And we've talked a little bit about Granite Transformations. Now we're going to talk a little bit about Bath Planet of Jacksonville. Now, the most problematic areas of the home, and when I say problematic, I'm talking about issues like grout, water damage, mold, mildew, slippage, danger. You know, right. You could, if you're a senior and you have to step into your tub to take a shower still, that's dangerous. It is slippery. Every day we lose more and more mobility. And those are problems and issues that Bath Planet of Jacksonville can take care of because they are the wet area experts in the home. So if you have a shower or a tub and a wall surround area that has any of those factors, or maybe you're just tired of dealing with the grout, because I've been in homes where you've seen that caulk line because you're constantly having to re-caulk and re-caulk and re-caulk, and homeowners aren't going to really like dig out that grout properly and then, you know, tack it down and clean it out and then caulk it like the way they should. They just put caulk over caulk.
Guilty.
Yeah. Kind of like if you were to leave a Band-Aid on and then just, instead of taking it off and cleaning the wound, just putting another Band-Aid on top of it. Similar. So if you have all those issues, and by the way, that's not solving the problem. Water is still getting back there. See, grout is sand. And it's not a matter of will the water get behind those walls or behind that grout. It's when. Because it's going to happen. So what they do at Bath Planet, they're going to take all that tile off. They're going to take it down to studs because they're not going to put their product over water damage. And you can't always tell if there's water damage there. You don't know that until you get into those walls. Now, there are some competitors out there that do put it over the tile or do put it straight over the water damage.
Yep, and that's not good because it's just hiding the problem. And what you're gonna have a mold behind there, sure, I'm sure, right?
Exactly,
which is terrible.
So, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I just, but I'm back. And so they take it down to studs. They rebuild the walls because that installation is only going to be good as that sub wall. And then they can do a tub to shower conversion. So if you're a senior, you step into the tub. And now you don't have to do that anymore. They're going to put an acrylic base in there, the thickest acrylic in the industry. All of their products are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, which is amazing. They give you a water. They give you a money-back guarantee for 2 years. and then all their products are then covered by a lifetime warranty from the manufacturer. So they also give free design consultations. And their number is also 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878. They install a grout-free acrylic wall system, so you never have to deal with mold, mildew, grout again. It's perfectly installed, beautiful colors. They even have simulated different wall textures, and it's just amazing. You can do different accessories, grab bars. You can have dual shower heads, and they can put in a couple different valves. Anything and everything, they can customize it to suit your bathing needs. That's Bath Planet of Jacksonville. Give them a call, 904-213-7878. So, as we were talking about, we can talk a little bit about this tax hike. Because right now, as I alluded to when I interviewed President Harris, the national debt is $28 billion. It's $28 billion and climbing.
Trillion.
Mm-hmm. Trillion. And climbing. When is that? And now they're proposing a $3 trillion spending bill.
Right. They have no issue with debt ceilings. They don't. And And Republicans really haven't lately either. It's just been a free-for-all, and so that's where we're at. So, they're definitely opening up the checkbook. I think he's got $3 trillion more in his back pocket he wants to spend. So, yeah.
I don't understand what are the you're the financial expert. What are the ramifications?
Well, it's just punting the can down the road. I mean, at some point we're going to have to get back on budget as a country, and just like if you boil this down to an individual, if I'm sitting down with them and they're spending 100 grand but they're only bringing in about 65, 70 grand, guess what? They're going to end up having to file for bankruptcy, or they're going to have to get bailed out by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of the path we're heading down. We're not there yet, but on an annual basis, we're spending more than we're bringing in, and obviously that's not sustainable. So they're just hoping at some point down the road when the economy recovers, I'm going to talk a little bit about what some economic numbers, hoping getting to unemployment below 4% in 2022, allowing the economy to grow at 6.5%, getting GDP back up. Mm-hmm. They're hoping that down the road can kind of catch up to the spending that's happening here. And that's a heck of a gamble for us, but also for our kids. So you're exactly
even
right.
Even beyond that, our kids' kids.
Exactly.
I mean, this is ridiculous. There's no sign of that going down.
Right.
You know, and now we have this border crisis, and that's not a crisis, apparently. But FEMA's down there. So it's not an emergency. And, of course, that's all Trump's fault. So the impact of that situation?
Yeah, we're seeing the highest influx of folks coming across the border. Essentially, they see a giant welcome sign. And hey, who doesn't want to come to this country? It's the best country in the world. But you've got to have a process to where it's not just a free-for-all over the border. And what ends up happening is that all these folks come in, they're not documented, they're not paying taxes, they're not really helping the economy. And so what ends up happening is the economy ends up having to create benefits for these folks and allow them to kind of get ingratiated into society, and eventually they'll be paying taxes, but how much money has been spent already before they get to that point? And so we need a better process.
But we don't know if they're going to be paying taxes.
Yeah, they might not, right? So the idea is there's no tracking. There's no accountability to what's going on there, and there just needs to be a better process there, and it just isn't happening. But yeah, I saw an interview on Tucker's. These folks coming over the border say we couldn't wait till Biden was in. Mm-hmm. So we felt like it was safer to come over the border. And that's what's happening. We're seeing the biggest influx we've seen in years.
Yep. And now you got the big situation with the kids in the cages. And now and it's pretty much been a gag order by the administration on the workers down there. And he doesn't want the media down there now.
No photos, no interviews.
No. Although photos have been leaked. And then again, none of these folks are being tested for COVID,
right?
And they're all crammed in these small little areas, and now they're putting them in hotel rooms,
right? Yeah, that's because the influx has gotten so high, and Biden allowed for them to go ahead and be put in hotel rooms. But as of right now, most of them are in these quote unquote migrant facilities, which were called cages 4 months ago. But,
yeah,
yeah, that's where they're at right now, unfortunately, which isn't good for anybody. But that's what happens when you've got this type of policy in place.
And Trump definitely did a lot. Trump's concern with all his policies were backed with this. He wanted to protect our country, and he wanted us to prosper, which appears to be the exact opposite of the direction that we're going right now.
Right. He was America first, right? Which is not kind of the policy that's going on right now.
And there's something that we didn't even talk about. The soundbite of the Chinese there was a summit in Anchorage, and I don't know if you heard about this, but it was on our own soil. We kind of got bitch slapped. So
really?
Yeah, the Chinese ambassador in Anchorage said that the United States can no longer talk to us from a position of strength.
Really?
Yeah. I heard the soundbite. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. That was the only 10 seconds of that summit that I needed to hear.
Wow.
And we got flat out B-slapped right there on our soil in Anchorage, Alaska.
And knowing this administration, they won't respond in the right way.
They did not respond.
Of course.
They did not respond. We have not had a weaker leadership of this country than we're dealing with right now. Hmm. You know? You are listening to the Tony D Means Business Show. If you have some comments about what happened in Anchorage, give us a call, 831-0600. We got Sean's Financial Minute coming up right after this, and then we got a PSA announcement for you guys. We'll be back.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit bathplanetjax.com.
The Tony Davis Means Business Show is brought to you in part by Sean Suarez at Raymond James Financial. Since 2003, Sean has specialized in building and customizing financial goal plans for his clients and positioning investments to align with those long-term goals. Sean, along with his partner, spend countless hours reviewing and researching investment solutions, resulting in a more effective and efficient investment alternative for their clientele. To learn more, visit SeanSuarez.com.
Any opinions of those of Meinrad and Leaper are not those of Raymond James and Associates or Raymond James. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Oh, yes, the sound of Pink Floyd and money. That can only mean one thing. It's time for Sean Suarez Financial Tips to help you with your retirement portfolio.
All right.
Sean, take it away.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Well, it's been a while since I've been in the show, so it's good to be back. But I was driving into the office today, Tony, and was listening to a little NPR. I like to change it up every now and then just to hear what's going on the government-funded radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about caregivers, which was an interesting topic because I've spoken a lot about kind of long-term care, caregiving with clients lately. And they were actually interviewing these folks who are essentially unofficial or what we call unpaid caregivers. And what most people don't realize who are probably listening to the show is that there are about 43 million Americans who are essentially have provided unpaid care to a loved one in the past 12 months. The average is around 39 million a year, Americans, which again is about 15% of adult, 15-16% of Americans who are having to provide unpaid care to a loved one. You have to ask yourself, why is that? Is it because they want to burden their kids? Do they want to burden their loved ones with having to get help with whatever care they need, such as, preparing food? You talked about going, having a shower experience where they're not falling because they lose mobility. Well, that's not exactly the ideal situation, but due to a lack of planning and or a lack of resources, most folks have to depend on their family to help with care as they kind of get into that later stage of life. So, my clients ask me all the time, do I have enough money in my portfolio to live? And I'm like, let's take a look at that. We can run a good projection. We can run the financial plan and say, yeah. And then I ask them the second piece of the question is, well, what happens if you need additional care? What happens if you need someone to come into your home to help take care of you? Do you have that covered? Because, yes, we've got this big chunk of money right here, Mr. Client, that's going to take care of paying the bills, leaving the lights on, getting the food. you know, paying for the Ford truck, but how are you going to take care of this over here, which is a huge expense of having to have somebody come in and take care of you and maybe the spouse? And the question is, well, I don't really have a solution. Or the answer is, I don't really have a solution. And unfortunately, they're not alone. Mm-hmm. Over 80% of folks are not properly prepared for long-term care expenses in retirement. In fact, most people don't even have like having the conversation, as I've discovered as an advisor. So I want to put it out there. You know, if you're out there listening and you are an unpaid caregiver and you have a situation where basically a circumstance that you could kind of talk to us about, we'd love to hear from you. And because basically there's so much that you can do with technology these days to help folks age in place. And I partnered with the MIT Age Lab up in Boston, and they have developed so many amazing technologies that are available on your iPad, on your phone, through the television, and things that you can install in your home that will allow you to age in place. But being able to do that and get care in retirement, you need to have a plan. So mm-hmm. you need to talk to an advisor, and you have to have resources to fund that plan. And so if you feel like, oh, I'm only in my 40s, 50s, or early 60s, it's not for me, Sean. I'm not there yet. Now's the time to begin that plan so you can actually have the resources down the road to pay for this stuff. So if you're thinking, you know what, I don't want my kids to have to take care of me in retirement. I want to be able to be independent. And Sean, I don't want to end up in a facility that I don't want to be in. How can I get ahead of that? It's going to take a plan, mm-hmm. and it's going to take some resources. And you're going to have to partner with a planner such as myself to be able to put all this together for you. Yes, you can do it on your own, but I'm sure that's not exactly what everybody wants to do, is figure out what solutions make the most sense. How do I get the best bang out of my buck when I'm putting money towards long-term care? And I don't want to be taken advantage of. It's a very interesting industry where there's a lot of kind of mistreatment of seniors that are trying to get solutions for that particular topic. So talk to your financial advisor. If you don't have one, call me at Meinrod and Leeper Raymond James at 904-642-3257. Again, ask for Sean, and I can definitely set up some time to talk about long-term care solutions, how we can get ahead of caregiving and not have you be a burden on your family, assuming that you don't want to be, right? So it's going to take, again, a plan, and it's going to take some resources, and you're going to have to call someone like our team at Meinrod Leeper Wealth Management to kind of help you get on that right path so you don't end up pouring through all your retirement assets to pay for long-term care because you didn't get ahead of it. So again, it's not something that we're always comfortable talking about, but it is hugely important. Again, Tony, 43 million caregivers in the U.S. last year, in the last 12 months, have cared for a loved one, unpaid. Mm-hmm. So we're not even talking about the opportunity cost of that caregiver, right? What are they giving up? Mm-hmm. It's in the billions of earnings that they could have made that they walked away from to be able to take care of a loved one. So if we can get ahead of this, not only are you going to help yourself, but you're going to allow your kids and loved ones to be able to continue pursuing their career and take care of their own financial issues. So again, call us at 904-642-3257 if you want any more information on long-term care solutions, on longevity questions, mm-hmm. on ways in which you can kind of get ahead of this stuff as you enter the later stages of retirement.
Now, you said if they don't have an advisor to call you, of course. But what if they do have an advisor and they're just not happy? They're on the fence about whether or not the advisor's doing everything for them. Because I know I've talked to people before, too, that have just not been happy with the advisor and their plans and their programs. But they're kind of afraid to, you know, kind of ruffle the feathers. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a family member. Or maybe it's not. And they're just not good with confrontation. Can you guys do like a free analysis and maybe kind of put together like how would you handle that situation if they do have an advisor that they're not happy with?
Absolutely. It's a great question. And what we call it at our team is a cup of coffee and a second opinion. Not up to a cup of coffee with COVID rules yet, that's fine. We can do it virtually. We can have a little phone call or even a Zoom meeting if everybody's pretty much comfortable with that these days. And we can have our little virtual coffee. But basically, it's just getting a second opinion for a half hour, 45 minutes. You bring in your stuff, you bring in your questions, you bring in your concerns. We'll lay it out to you truthfully. Hey, you're in a really good spot. You don't need to do any changes. The person you're with is doing a phenomenal job. Or if there are some gaps, we will identify what those gaps are. Obviously, free of charge, just kind of providing some feedback on your current situation to see if it makes sense to talk to us or to talk to somebody else if you're not getting your needs met where you're at currently. So it's a great question.
It's good stuff. Give them a call and check them out and say, hey, it's not going to hurt.
That's right.
Get a free cup of coffee out of it, too.
Exactly.
So thank you, Sean. Good info. And that's what we do here at the Tony D Means Business Show. We give. We give information. We give advice. And, you know, we give some training from time to time. And that's what we're going to do here again today. About a month ago, we gave you an introductory training session on You Might Be Too White. Because we know companies like Coca-Cola are really concerned with their employees being too white. And, you know, we see the need there. We see the need. And we want to help. So if you remember from about a month ago, you might be too white. Some of the things that might help you identify whether or not you're too white. And now we haven't really got to the steps you need to take to fix that. We'll leave that up to you. But if you had Ed Sheeran or Taylor Swift in one of your playlists, you might be too white. If your dance moves consist of the lawnmower, the typewriter, or the running man, you're probably too white. If you say things like shucks, cool beans, swell, or sweet, or if you wear a fanny pack, or if your favorite TV shows are like Melrose Place or Friends or Frasier, you're probably too white.
Yeah.
Okay, that was just kind of a quick recap from last time. But we figured we'd expand on it because I got a lot of emails and people were really thanking me, and it really allowed them to look at themselves in the mirror and say, you know what? I am still watching reruns of Friends. You know? And I'm glad we can help. So
you mean there's more?
Oh, there's more. There's more. And this is going to hit home for a lot of you, but if you have watch parties for The Bachelor, you might be too white.
If you drive a Toyota Prius, you know, you possibly might be too white.
And these aren't hard and fast rules, but it's just you have to look at all of them. You know, you might drive a Prius, but you might listen to, you know, Post Malone. So you just got to kind of, that's what we try to do. That's
if you start shaking your head a lot with these, then then we're talking to you.
If you can't help but dance to some of these songs, you might be too white. Don't Stop Believing, Living on a Prayer.
Ice Baby.
If you go, dun, 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 during Sweet Caroline, Eye the Tiger, Dancing Queen, if those songs really get you doing some of those dance moves.
Yeah, Dancing Queen, yeah.
You might be too white.
I don't see Jimmy Buffett on here. He get the,
no. Yeah.
Okay. What about that cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger in Paradise?
Exactly.
That
could be.
You got one?
Yeah. Well, if you're angry and you blurt out certain phrases such as, son of a gun, or you just hold your horses, or listen here, buddy. Now, just wait 1 minute.
Just wait one minute. Just wait 1 minute. And actually, if you overuse the word buddy, you might be too white.
Yeah, I could see that.
If you have to redo high fives when you miss one.
Guilty.
You might be too white.
Oh, darn it. Oh, my goodness. Well, if you're a vegan, I'm sorry to say, you might.
That's true. Now, remember, these aren't hard and fast rules, but you got to take them in conjunction with everything else. If you do a group photo and then you say, hey, let's do a silly one, you might be too white.
If you call coffee a mean cup of joe, then you're probably too white.
You know, we do this for you guys because we care. We care about the society that we're in, and we try to do our part. You are listening to the Tony D Means Business Show, and that is all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank AJ behind the glass. Sean, of course, thank you for being back.
Absolutely.
And we will be back next Tuesday. Same bat time, same bat channel. We appreciate all you folks. Have a great week.
See ya.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you.
Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.
WBOB.